like I've been able to detect the chips. And in one particular case, the man showed me how they put the chip into his body, which was interesting. Because, you know, now they've got this technology where they use an MRI. As an example, let's say that you have a vein up in your neck that has become clogged. And they're able to go up through, they make a little incision in your leg, and they put a stent on a long
catheter,
and they run it up past your heart, and they put it up in your neck. And the only thing that's cut open is this little small area of your vein.
Right.
So this particular individual, one that that does have a chip that I have detected, he knows that he ended up having this particular cut and about 8 or 10 hours missing time. And that's how he figures he got his.
Now, who is this kind of individual? I mean, obviously they want to monitor this guy.
Yeah, he definitely did have a clouded background. I really don't want to get too deep into it.
No, I understand. And what do you see as the main purpose for these biochip implants?
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that's linked on the page there is I put the patent that was granted for the GPS tracking bioimplant. And that's the United States patent to Gargantio. The link's there for it. And it's called the Personal Tracking Recovery System, apparatus for tracking and recovering humans, utilizes an implantable transceiver incorporating a power supply. And basically, this is the patent for the tracking chip.
And it's going to happen. It's happening now. They've experimented. Do you think it'll become law where every newborn baby is going to have to get one?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to sell it to the people saying, hey, you know, we got a lot of people stealing babies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to take care of this. We're going to
know where your baby is immediately.
Know where your baby is at all times, and it's going to be terrific. You're going to love it. And you'll never lose your child.
And that's a pretty darn good inducement for a parent to get this chip.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I would do it. You know, just thinking about it, I would say, oh, my gosh, yes, got to do this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Digital Angel Verichip was some of the first people out of Florida to put this together.
Mm-hmm.
They implanted some people. If you run some keywords, one terrific keyword to run is biotelemetry. If you keyword that into Google,
mm-hmm.
or you put in microarray, there's a company called Gentex that makes a microarray. Implantable transponder, neurochips, neuroimplants. These are all keywords that will take you to companies that are working on that. And then, of course, there's also companies that are working on neurointerfaces.
Are they getting government contracts?
I'm sure.
Amazing.
But, you know, the people in the Matrix, you notice that little interconnect that they've got in the back of their head?
Uh-huh.
That's another direction. And I think that's another sell along the way is going to be, well, you know, once we're able to interface with your brain, we're going to give you the power to do things mentally that you haven't done before.
Absolutely.
And that may be another way it goes. But there is an interesting law here that I wanted to go over, which is pretty interesting. And that is that on these implants, the government put a law on in 1990 called the Safe Medical Devices Act. And it requires USA manufacturers of implants and medical devices to adopt a method for identifying and tracking their product permanently implanted in humans.
Now, were they thinking at the time of like a heart pacer or something like
that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
And so what they've done in breast implants and pacemakers and replacement heart valves is now they put chips in their microchips so that you take a scanner and you scan.
Right. Okay.
So they're already,
and the ID shows up.
You're already getting chips, and you don't even know it.
You don't even know it.
Yeah. Imagine that, getting a breast implant, and you got a couple of microchips.
We know where she is.
Well, you know, I'll tell you. Anyway, there also is they're also doing this thing to make chips that will give biotelemetry for people that are not well. The whole idea is you put the chip in, and the chip will then ongoing monitor.
If you got like Alzheimer's disease, you wander away somewhere; they're going to find you.
Well, that's already online.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm talking about here is this new version biochip implant, which you can see in the picture there with the tweezers near it, and that goes to the NASA website. What that thing will do is they'll put that in a person, and it will monitor that person's bio all their, you know, their temperature and their heart and all the rest of these things. And then that would become a downloadable memory so that, let's say you had medical problems, you could go to your medical office once every week and they download it, and it would give them all the charts and information about your bio specifications.
Well, that sounds like a good thing, though.
Right. Well, very well maybe, and that's another reason people may be getting them, is you get sick and you get old, they'll say, well, here's the next thing that you need to do. We need to put this in here, and that becomes an interface for them to have ongoing monitoring. They do that now, you know, with people that have irregular heartbeats, they will put a monitor around their belt that they'll walk around with for a couple of days to try to catch those periods where their heart's skipping, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that technology, so that's another direction.
Don't you see the day coming where we'll all have to have implants just to be able to buy things? You know, you take your arm and just run it over a scanner, and we know who you are, and your bank account is debited, and you get your groceries, and out of the store you go.
You know, I think that's how a lot of people try to scare us on that, and that is scary, but I think it's really going to come the other way. I think it's going to come, they're going to sell it like, well, your health isn't good enough, we need to put this in to aid your health. Or it becomes that you can't compete at work with the guys that got the smart chip interfaces with their brains, so you got to get one. It's going to come in that new car salesman kind of thing.
What if people refuse, Roger? What if they say, I ain't going to get one?
Well, you know something, it's going to be like cell phones. It's going to be like cell phones. They're not going to worry about it.
Would you get one?
No, not at this point. I certainly would not.
Now, what did you qualified that? You said at this point. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. If as an example, they gave me a life or death situation where, you know, now you can't live without this machine, like similar to a pacemaker. If they said that, you know, we can extend your life 5-10 years because of a pacemaker, obviously we'd go forward and get it, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, most people would.
If they got a pacemaker down to a biochip size, I guess I'd have to sign on.
Well, that's true. That's true, but do you think their motives then could be suspect? Or is there any good cause here? Is there any humanity involved in any of this?
Well, I think in the sense that these biochips, yes, but when you're talking about pure tracking chips, which is the kind of stuff that we're running into now, we're running into people that are getting tracking chips and they don't know where they came from.
They can't remember.
They don't know.
That's amazing.
They don't know where they came from.
I mean, did they ever felt like they were stung, almost like a bee hit them? Maybe they got shot at from a distance or something.
No, these things would have to be put in with one of these stents or injected in, at the local site. So somebody would either have to be under anesthetic going for another surgery, or they lost time.
And they're really small, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're the size of a grain.
Okay, I'm on your website, so get me to one of these biochips. How do I find it?
Okay, you should be down at the, well, you should be at the harassment section. Are you in the harassment?
No, I'm still on the front page.
Okay, then go to, there's a box there that's vibrating that says electronic harassment in about the middle of the page.
Middle of the page.
Vibrating box.
Okay, just click that.
Click on that.
All right, there I am. I'm in there now.
Okay, now you're in the harassment section?
Yep.
Okay, then go on down till you see the biochip. And there is a biochip with a little pair of tweezers.
Okay, they look like little maggots.
Yeah, that's a little one. Now, if you click to the right, you see where it says the link there, nasatech.com, briefs?
Hold on here. Do I click to the right on a picture?
You click to the URL that says under, it's the next to it. It says the newest version of a biochip implant for more information.
Oh, it says the nasa.com briefs, that thing?
Yeah.
Okay, click that.
Yeah, that'll take you to the specifications for this thing and their intent on it.
All right, I'm into that now. Okay.
What they're doing with that is
little that thing is.
Yeah, they're going to implant those in children. That's their first.
Look at the chip. Look how small it is.
Yeah.
God. Now, this is nanotechnology.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah. And one of these other links also has to do with there's another company here that's making neurochip interfaces. What they're attempting to do is to get these chips to integrate and lock in to an existing neurosystem so that what they can do is they can put an interface in. And that's another way that they're going to get this done, is they're going to say, well, we're going to link you to your home computer.
What and, powers this chip, by the way?
If you look at the patent discusses that muscular energy is the powering system for it. This particular one from NASA, I think, is has a battery-powered system. But if you look at the patent on the GPS link, which I gave you there.
Yeah, earlier.
That one will take you into the patent, and the patent discusses it as being power for a remote-activated receiver is generated electromechanically through the movement of body muscles.
Unbelievable. The body does it.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, that's why I like to put together a website like this. It actually goes to real data, real patents. You know, we're not talking about pie-in-the-sky stuff here. We're talking about the United States government gave these people a patent for these things.